AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The FBI has arrested the leaders of an armed group that occupied a national wildlife refuge in Oregon for more than 3 weeks. Here's AP correspondent Ross Simpson.
In a statement, the FBI and Oregon State Police say agents made 6 arrests. They say one of those arrested suffered non-life-threatening wounds after shots were fired. Another individual is deceased.
Authorities didn't identify the person killed, but the Oregonian reports it was an Arizona rancher. Ammon Bundy and his followers were reportedly heading to a community meeting to tell local residents their views on federal management of public lands when they were arrested during a traffic stop north of Burns. In Seattle, 2 people were killed, 3 others wounded as shooting broke out last night at a homeless encampment known as the Jungle. Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole.
We believe this was a targeted incident. We have no reason to believe anyone else is in danger at this point.
No arrests yet. Donald Trump once again steals the show with his sudden decision to skip the final Republican presidential debate before Iowa's leadoff caucuses.
Let's see how much money Fox is going to make on the debate without me.
Trump says it's because Fox moderator Megyn Kelly, who will take part in Thursday's debate, is what he calls a lightweight. But political analyst Larry Sabato thinks differently.
I think one of the motivations for Trump was that the other 6 candidates on the stage were going to be aiming almost all their firepower at him. After all, he's now the runaway front runner. Of course they're going to go after him.
6 weeks after raising interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade, Federal Reserve policymakers now face a different global picture that could affect their plans for further hikes this year. The U.S. and China sparred on how to deal with North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Secretary of State Kerry is in Beijing. This is AP Radio News. Cleveland officials say they're firing 6 police officers involved in a 137-shot barrage that killed 2 unarmed black people after a high-speed chase in late 2012. AP correspondent Kentelli Franco reports the police union calls the firings unjustified.
The president of Cleveland's largest police union is Steve Loomis, and he vowed to fight the discipline. He said grievances appealing the firings have already been filed. He described the firings as unprecedented and politically motivated action against officers who had, he says, responded within their training to what he calls a tragic situation.
Racial disparities can be seen in the use of stun guns by police officers in Connecticut, the first state to require documentation. Preliminary data obtained by the AP shows officers fired their stun guns 80% of the time in cases involving blacks, 69% for Hispanics, 60% of the time in cases involving whites. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.